Hollywood sex scandals are kind of a guilty pleasure. But guess what? They're nothing new. Back in the 1950s, there was a massively popular leading man who was forced to marry his agent's secretary to hide the fact that he was gay. And how about the affair between a 1940s and 50s Oscar-winning movie star and her Oscar-nominated director that led to marriage and then to divorce after he caught her in bed with his son, who was just 13 years old? Can't make this stuff up. I'm Patty Steele. Sex sells, especially when it's off screen. Next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire. You'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The backstory is back. Hollywood sex scandals always titillate us, even if we don't want to admit it. We've heard about those involving movie superstars, and we love a peek inside that beautiful, sexy, moneyed world. But some of those stories go beyond a little flirtation or even a more intense liaison. Some have led to broken marriages, and some to crimes that destroyed careers and lives. Let's start with the silent film comedy legend Fatty Arbuckle. It was September of 1921. Fatty had it all. He'd just signed a $1 million a year deal for 3 years, the equivalent today of about 17 million bucks a year, to star in 18 silent films. A friend planned a 3-day celebration for him at the St. Francis Hotel in beautiful San Francisco. So there are private rooms, lots of food, and plenty of liquor, despite prohibition. And lots of uninvited guests begin to show up, including a woman named Maud Delmont and a 25-year-old named Virginia Rappe. At first, Fatty tells friends he doesn't want those women there because it might tip the cops off to their quote-unquote gin party. Maud was a madam and Virginia was a model, clothing designer, wannabe actress, and especially a party girl. So the party heats up, and Fatty isn't worried about anything at this point other than being alone with Virginia. They have a few drinks together, and according to Maud, Fatty pulls Virginia into a nearby room saying, "I've waited for you, and now I've got you." Half an hour goes by, and then Maud says she hears Virginia screaming. The door is locked. She kicks at it until Fatty finally opens the door with a big grin on his face, and Maud sees Virginia sprawled on the bed, moaning in pain. They call a doctor who treats her and then leaves. Virginia stays at the hotel for a few days, but she gets worse and is finally taken to a hospital. She dies there a few days later of a ruptured bladder. Fatty was arrested and sat in jail without bail for 3 weeks while the newspapers had a field day with him. He finally told his side of the story, saying that after he had a few drinks with Virginia, she became hysterical, complaining she couldn't breathe. He said she then started to tear off her clothes. He said he thought she was drunk and that he actually was never alone with her and had witnesses to prove it. Fatty was charged with manslaughter and went to trial. Now, the problem is, the key witness for the prosecution was Maud the Madam, and she had a pretty crummy reputation, including a criminal history involving fraud and extortion. Turns out, she'd bring young women to parties to entertain wealthy men, and later she'd accuse them of rape and then blackmail them. To make the case even worse for the prosecutor, the defense had telegrams that Maud had sent to lawyers in San Diego and Los Angeles that said, "We have Fatty Arbuckle in a hole here, chance to make some money out of him." Eventually, after three trials, the case against Fatty was dismissed, but his career was destroyed. Then there's Rock Hudson. Gorgeous superstar of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He was the dreamy guy in classic movies like Giant, Magnificent Obsession, and rom-coms like Pillow Talk. By the 70s and early 80s, he starred in hit TV shows like McMillan and Wife and Dynasty. But his career hit a snag back in 1955 when a gossip magazine called Confidential started sniffing around his private life. They wanted to do a bombshell story about Rock being gay, which in those days could have destroyed his career. His agent decided something had to be done. Now, back then, to protect their moneymakers, studios and their fixers, like agents, would arrange what were called lavender marriages. That meant they would pay somebody off who was willing to get married to a star who was in the closet and wanted to stay there. Rock's agent persuaded his own secretary, Phyllis Gates, to marry Rock right away. It worked, and it kept Rock's career intact, although the pair divorced a few years later. While there are recordings taken by a private eye of Phyllis accusing Rock of picking up boys, he managed to keep his secret until he was diagnosed with AIDS in 1985. And finally, there's the story of Gloria Graham. Now, funny enough, while you might not know her name, you would definitely recognize her if you like classic flicks. She starred in movies like It's a Wonderful Life, The Big Heat, Oklahoma, and The Greatest Show on Earth. And she won an Oscar for The Bad and the Beautiful. But Gloria had a thing for men. She couldn't get enough of them, and it cost her her reputation. While working on a film in 1949, she fell for her director, Nicholas Ray, who later would get an Oscar nod for directing the James Dean classic Rebel Without a Cause. Gloria wound up pregnant. Problem was, she was already married. So she got a fast divorce in Vegas so she could then marry Nicholas before the baby arrived. So what happened to them? Well, of course, the excitement petered out, as it sometimes does, and the marriage ended in 1952 when Nicholas walked in on Gloria in bed with another man, or actually a boy, named Anthony, who happened to be Nicholas's son and who happened to be just 13 years old at the time. Jeez, how crazy is that? Weirdly, it didn't end there. Right after the divorce, Gloria quickly married somebody else for about 5 minutes. And then, when young Anthony turned 21, he became Gloria's fourth and final husband, staying with her for 14 years. That marriage way outlasted her other marriages and certainly outlasted her career. It was a crazy life for those early Hollywood stars. While the movie studios did everything to protect them and make them look more beautiful and larger than life, the press and the public loved seeing them fall apart. And that's when the studios got tired of them and abandoned them. You gotta wonder why we get a thrill out of watching these stars rise and just as much of a thrill out of watching them fall. Do you have a story you'd like me to take a deeper dive into and share? Please DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premiere Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.